My name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. the Bookie Killer, a.k.a. El Scorcho, a.k.a. Stimulus Steve. As you guys know, we did not do a podcast last week. I will get into that a little bit. I snuck into the hospital, had a little secret surgery that nobody knew about or whatever, and I had to heal. Got stitches behind my ears. I had to take out a little cartilage to put in my stomach. While the plastic surgeon was doing that for my stomach, I had him fucking do my eyelids to try to take a few years off my ass, and boy, they just beat me up.
It looks like you went a couple rounds with Floyd next door.
Yeah, it looks like I was over there with Floyd Money May, you know what I mean? But yeah, I wouldn't recommend that shit to anybody. That motherfucker sold me good, bro. He's like, we're already going into this surgery with your ear and your stomach. You know, a plastic surgeon, I can easily tighten up your eyelids a little bit, take 10 years off you. Yeah, well, you got that $5,000 and looked like you beat my motherfucking ass.
Did he tell you the recovery part? You're going to look like this? It was going to be a little bit?
Oh, no, it was just like, it was just more of, you're going to look 15 years younger. It's an easy surgery. But he didn't say I was going to look like Floyd Mayweather beat the fuck out of me for 12 rounds straight.
No. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe you should have that disclaimer.
Yeah. So anyway, I apologize for that. Also, we have a $500 giveaway to give today.
We do.
We will announce the winner of the podcast. As you guys see, the coldest mask in the business for our merchandising line. You got the Fair Enough mask, which I think is the coldest mask in the business. I mean, it says everything. Fair Enough? I mean, don't ask me shit. Fair Enough? And then you got the absolute blowout winner, which Paparazzi is rocking right there. Make sure you go to our merchandising line. Absolute blowout winner. Purchase one of the masks. Fair Enough?
I think that's the coolest statement you can make, walking around. Fair Enough.
I mean, people money's are gonna tight, things are rough. Have your girl sell her muff.
Nothing left to say.
Nothing left to say. So you better cop that Fair Enough mask so you can ball out of control, bottom fucking line. Anyway, Poppy, you were out of town last week. You did a good thing as a son. Your mom is in a little home or whatever. You went out there to take care of her, make sure everything was good. How is she?
Yeah, my mom's a stroke victim. She's in assisted living, and she hadn't seen her granddaughter in quite a while. So we made the trip over there to Michigan, and she got to see her. Took her out for a lot of nice meals, took her out to spend some time with her granddaughter, got their nails done, and did some shopping, so they had some fun. And then we went down over to Ohio and Kentucky to see a couple of my best friends. Went down to the Red Mile Racetrack, and my buddy, he drove a horse called Luz Perlman, 1/5 of a second off a world record. So that was fun. We got in the winner's circle over there and spent time up in Ohio with my very best friend, Don Sensabox. And had a good time there and came back yesterday to spend another day with my mom. And now we're back in Vegas, rocking, ready to roll and getting this podcast to go. And you making these guys money, giving them golden nuggets and rocking and rolling.
Let's get right to the winner of the $500 cash.
Let's do it.
The winner is at Eugene Mayorga, M-A-Y-O-R-G-A. Eugene Mayorga, you are the one that won $500 in cash.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you, my friend. Make sure you DM us right away. I'll get that cash out to you. I want you to send a picture holding that fucking dinero, or what you probably should do is reinvest that $500 right with the company so you can turn that $500 into about $5,000 because we are on fire with the Major League Baseball playoffs right now.
Eugene, listen to me. Look, I'm looking right at you in the camera. If you're a smart man, invest with this guy because that $500 multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. You're going to go spend that $500 once and it's not coming back. You invest with him, it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow.
Or just go out there and buy yourself a fucking big-ass sack of weed, go get a bottle of alcohol, go get a couple bitches and spend it one night and have a blast on me.
That's fun,
too. I don't care what you do with the money. It's yours. And like I said, I do giveaways all the time. Hopefully, you know, by looking at his Instagram, he doesn't look like a multimillionaire. He looks like a normal average guy who could use an extra $500.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason why I do these drawings, to engage people into our social media and to give out a little money where money's deserved. And I appreciate everybody that's been following me. I appreciate everybody that entered the contest. And we're far from done with doing those. We're going to do a big one here real soon.
Yes. These guys deserve it.
Anyway, guys, October 8th, 2020, we did not switch the podcast back to Thursday.
No.
Poppy was out of town, so we had to adjust to his schedule, which was a little hard for me. But, you know, he's my boy, and I wanted to make sure that he had it produced. So we put it to Thursday. Otherwise, we'll be back on Wednesdays every single day. Podcast number 284, Your Bookie's a Whore.
If that bookie is a whore and the fucking
dirty fucking bitch. We're pounding his ass from the back like a $2 slut that he is right now.
Man, you've been treating him really badly.
I think I'm going to do like Jesse James and tattoo, fuck you, pay me.
Oh, boy.
Just fuck you, pay me right on my palm. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, and more importantly, before we get into the show, I did a up-level promotion. You know, I told these guys, are you tired of getting your Instagram pics? Are you tired of losing with all these fake fraudulent motherfuckers? You know, we had somebody's girl stop by. A guy that claimed to be a big-time handicapper. A guy that called me and said he's doing big business and he makes more than me. Well, it just so happens that his girl stopped by, and we found out that you've done 40 orders in 2 years. You're broke as fuck. You're not say what you are. You got a bunch of cars that you don't even own. You lease a fucking house, and you don't even take care of your kid. So I would shut the fuck up if I was you. You are not me, and you can never be me. Steve Stevens' company does $150,000 a week in business. You haven't even done that in the last 2 years, so slow your roll, little dude. But hold on, I'm not done. So there's all these Instagram guys out there that put pictures of cars and holding a little bit money, and people sometimes get fooled by them thinking that they know something. These guys don't know nothing. They're living in rental houses, broke as fuck. None of their cars are paid for, and they don't even take care of their own children. They take care of a chain more than they do their own child.
Yeah.
And for that, shame on you, motherfucker. But it's just like all the other guys in the industry. These guys are frauds. They're imposters. They're not real sports consultants, and they don't make money. And, you know, if any of them out there have any good-looking girls, just send a picture to me because I'll pluck them like there's no tomorrow. You know what I mean? No big deal. Steve Stevens not only will outsell you, show you how to win games, but if your girl's good looking, I'll take your bitch, too.
I mean, well, ironically, they actually have the opportunity to learn. Yeah. It'd be like you with Master Closer 101. So if they actually invested the $500, or not even $500, they could be like you and learn.
You hit it right on the head. All these guys out there, instead of putting your fake pictures on Instagram with cars and money, I'll tell you what to do. Purchase Master Closer 101 and actually learn the art of selling. Learn how to be a beast of a businessman, a beast of a salesman, so you can actually open up an office and make real money rather than sitting around in your underwear on your cell phone acting like you're running a legitimate business when your cell phone's ran through a fucking prostitute or a motherfucking stripper. When somebody says, call me now or direct message me now, and it's a stripper on the line, you might want to be careful.
Yeah.
If you call somebody and they don't own a business, you might want to be careful.
And the price you have Master Closer at, the investment price for that...
Turn your mouthpiece from a BB gun to an Uzi overnight.
Exactly. This isn't like a four-year college where they're going to have to spend $100,000. The price for Master Closer to learn the lessons that you teach is invaluable.
So like I said, man, guys, I'm for anybody out there that wants to be successful. This is a trillion-dollar business. It's big enough for everybody. Just don't buy my style. You can imitate me, but you can never duplicate me. So I'm okay with you guys trying to get money, but I'm not okay with fraudulent motherfuckers acting like they're something they're not.
No.
Be you, be your own personality, and grow into a business. Don't act like you're doing big numbers and you're working with players, coaches, CEOs, and the guys that make the line when you don't know nobody. You don't have an office, and you don't have any money, and you don't have any information. This business was set up for guys like myself that are highly respected and well-connected. This podcast is all about the legalization of sports betting and how you guys can make money betting sports.
Yes, sir.
Period. Anyway, guys, our show is sponsored by BetUS, real estate agent Josh Broussard, and our boys over there at Blue Chew.
Yes, sir.
Get a hold of us. How do they do that, Poppy?
You can call us at 877-220-6540 or go to our website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Put in your phone number on our website, and we'll get back to you with a free pick. But definitely the best way to get a hold of Steve, DM him.
Absolutely. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at VIP Sports LV. If you don't want to call, direct message me is probably the best way to do business, and we'll hear back from you immediately. I didn't finish what I was saying. I ran a promotion for all these guys out there that have been bamboozled by all these guys that we just talked about, guys that claim to be sports consultants, and they don't know a fucking thing about betting sports or how to make money doing it.
Right.
Okay? So they called, and out of the 40 fucking guys that placed an order, Every one of them hit 80%.
Well, who else in the world is going to do that?
In 5 days of service, every one of them went 5 wins and 1 loss. Okay? Most of them upgraded for gigantic money. They're still with me. They're on my personal plays. A couple guys I want to give a shout-out. Jerry. Shout out to Jerry out there who I made $15,000 off a $250 investment. Talking about you're signing back up and you run like a bitch. Shout out to Mike. Mike that made $14,000 during my 5-day promotion, spent $250, didn't invest, ran like a bitch.
Are these guys insane?
Well, this is what I want to tell my people out there. These are the clients I don't want. Don't call my company claiming to be your big willy, claiming to be a sports bettor that's just looking to win, looking to find someone that can win, and then turn out to be a fucking fraud. Now, I had plenty of other guys out there that, hey, man, I've been through the bamboozle. I just got off the phone with Purse Boy. I lost 10,000. All these guys on social media are full of shit. I'm a real sports bettor. I'm just looking to win.
Right.
Steve, please help me. Those guys you help, the guys that spent 250, some of them invested 2,500, some of them invested 25,000.
Right.
And these guys are now working with me going to another level, and I appreciate those clients just like they appreciate me. Because all they're looking for is a guy who can actually win and do what he says he can do.
Right.
And I'm looking for the same thing. A client that wants to win, that has no problem paying somebody who makes them money.
Right.
Remember, I don't get paid unless you do, type deal. You know what I mean? It's you and I against the bookie, not you and I against each other. So by the way, that promotion went 90% and was very successful.
Congratulations.
Maybe we'll do another one. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, VIP Sports LV. If you don't want to call us, direct message me, like I said, is the best way. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, join the live chat, the first airing of each episode, and we'll make sure that hopefully you subscribe to our channel. Make sure you click the notification button. That way you get notifications on everything I do. Poppy, when are we going to start the sportsbook reviews? I've been lying to these motherfuckers for weeks now.
We have to.
Well, they don't let us film, but I'm just saying, isn't a couple casinos, can we sneak
yeah,
in?
Yeah.
Fuck the regulation.
Yes.
Here's what I'm saying. Fuck the law. Yeah. When can we start sneaking in and getting some of these off?
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
All right. So we're giving them our word that we're going to sneak into a fucking casino and give them a
sportsbook
review.
On our word, Monday, we're going to do it, for
right,
sure.
Good.
Yep.
All right, good. Shout out to Eugene Mayorga that got that $500 in cash, too, by the way.
Yes, sir.
There's no better time than now to invest in yourself. What is it, Poppy?
Well, with your new virtual training course, Master Closer 101, get the tools you need directly from Steve to become the best salesman at your job. Go to MasterCloser101.com today and be on your way to the top.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, you want to be on way on your top to the sales board every single week. Don't dislike them. Get like them. Get the necessary tools that you need to become a master closer. Turn your mouthpiece into a money printing machine. Do whatever it takes to not take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Learn how to use voice fluctuation. Learn how to use humor. Learn how to be serious. Learn how to do all of the right. Listen, guys, even though I'm the best in the business, I could have all the winning games in the world, Poppy. If I don't have the sales talent to get them to people, my games don't mean nothing. You can have an 18-inch cock. But if you don't have a mouthpiece or an agent that gets you into porno, your 18-inch cock don't mean nothing.
No.
You understand that?
I get it.
You could take 3 dicks in your mouth, one in your ass, and one in your fucking four in your
pussy.
I don't
know about that. But...
No, I'm talking about a woman.
Okay.
You can do all these type of tricks. But if you can't get into a porno or you don't have the mouthpiece to get yourself put in that position, what does all your tricks mean? Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take down an 18-inch horse cock and, you know, film good videos, but no one knows. Your talent doesn't really mean nothing. So... Bottom line is, grab Master Closer to turn yourself into a beast and change your life, not only in sales, but at home. Get the finer things in life. Put your kids through college. Be able to get them the finer things that they deserve. Hello and welcome. I'm Steve Stevens. This sales training platform is going to give you guys the life skills and sales skills to make more money than you could possibly imagine. This course is going to give you the necessary tools to become a master closer and elevate your skills over and beyond what you ever thought was possible. If you desire to be an absolute closing machine, then learn the simple principles in this course to achieve your goals. There have been thousands of books written about sales. You could read them all over and over and over and never obtain the raw knowledge that this course provides. I have mastered the art of selling like no one you will ever meet. I'm a straight shooter. I say what's on my mind and rarely sugarcoat anything. My style might be offensive to some,
You might not like my hairstyle. You might not like my watch. This isn't for everybody. But unlike the average, mediocre, run-of-the-mill sales training that you can find anywhere, you won't find anything even close to what I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you guys modern sales techniques that you've never heard before, unlike this old 20-year recycled stuff that you guys have been learning from. By the way, I won't be able to say it in time. I want to give a shout-out to my boy Dominic Lawrence Notaro and my boy Sean Tuttle. Their birthdays are on the same day.
Yes.
Little D's turning 7 years old on Monday.
Wow.
Sean's turning 17 on Monday. Got a nice little party set up for him on Friday, so I look forward to that. You're showing up, right?
I'm showing up.
Little D, Sean, love you guys from the bottom of my heart. You guys are my boys. Little D, you've turned into one of the smartest. D is insane. His electronic skills at 6, turning 7, are beyond belief.
He's a very cool kid. It's amazing to see how quick he's grown up, 7 years old.
And the opposite of me. You know what I mean? He wears glasses. He looks like a square. But don't let them glasses fool you. You try to bully him on the playground, you're getting knocked the fuck out. Yeah. He don't play that shit. He looks like a square, but deep down, he's far from a square. But he is a very good kid. And after all, I don't want my kids to go through what I did.
No.
You know, if he has that look where he's wearing glasses and people want to perceive him as a certain people, run up on him and see what happens. And run up on his little sister and see what happens as well.
Aubriel has a lot of you, and Aubriel is you.
You know, now my daughter, whole different story. Yeah. She'll tell you, what's up? Lift her eyebrow up on you and tell you that you're whack. You know what I mean? That's just how she is. But love my kids. They're great. Sean, straight A's and B's at West Tech Academy. Mm-hmm. And got him a little girlfriend. He needs to slow down. You know, I was sleeping last night. I heard a little couple noises coming from his room.
Oh, boy.
Can't be sneaking the bitches in on school night, Sean. Slow your roll a little bit. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, guys. Let's get right into the show. I mean, these guys are here to learn about sports knowledge, not about my personal life and my daughter's son's birthday.
They need some golden nuggets. We missed the podcast last week, so they're really yearning for them.
Absolutely. Like I said, guys, check out Absolute Blowout Winter merchandise, especially now since we got the Fair Enough mask and the Absolute Blowout Winter mask. Guys, if you don't cop one of these, something is definitely wrong with you. Go to AbsoluteBlowoutWinner.com, cop your Blowout Winner merchandise, including your mask. Stay sucker-free and stay germ-free. Let's get right into it, paparazzi. Major League Baseball are full fucking effect right now. Playoffs are just banging. And believe me, you got to know how to pick your spots.
Yes, you do.
Everybody and their mom, you can't just pick Dodgers on the run line every fucking game.
That would have screwed
you can't
last
just
night.
Pick Yankees every single fucking game.
No, sir.
You can't just take under in Houston in every single fucking game.
No.
You got to be very, very careful, and you know how to pick your spots. You got to know what day to pick the Yankees. You got to know what day to take the Dodgers run line.
Yes.
You got to know what day to take the total. But one thing you don't need to know is to take the over in the Yankees every single motherfucking game.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Those games go over a lot.
We have been murdering totals. Shout out to all my clients out there that are fucking collecting a bunch of fucking money right now. Let's get right into the divisional series, okay? Yankees down 2-1 to the Rays, which is actually no surprise because the Rays own Yankees.
They do. The Rays play the Yankees very tough historically. And
historically, like 70% in the way of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, especially this year, yes.
But, you know, I don't know what kind of juice Stanton's on, but I think Judge needs to knock on his fucking locker room door and grab him a little shot or a pill or whatever he's eating because he needs to get on it as well. I'm not saying the Yankees are out of it by any means. I still like the Yankees to come back and get it done. I just hate when they have to play the Rays in these early fucking stages because it fucks them up. Yankees can beat everybody else.
I agree.
They just have a problem with the fucking Tampa Bay Rays. Shout out to my boy Mark D, Joey D out there, diehard Yankee fan.
Well, by the time this podcast airs, this game will be going on. Tampa Bay leads the series 2-1, so it could be elimination night for the Yankees. And we'll see. You might
Yankees
have information
better go get
the
God job done. Yeah, no doubt. Yankees down 2-1. Dodgers 2-0. Even though, you know, everybody got fooled with that run line last night, seeing at minus 220. They took the run line to even up their odds a little bit. And at the same time, guys, I don't want you to put a comment in that says, I didn't take Dodgers run line. I took them straight.
Yeah.
Well, if you took the Dodgers straight at minus 220, you're a moron. And I got a dick you could put in your mouth because betting minus $2 and 220 isn't good money. Those aren't teams that you bet on. That doesn't show good value. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a true G to bet a minus 250. So if you're looking for credit from me, saying that you bet Dodgers minus 250, you get none. That's not what a true professional sports bettor does, and there's no value in betting a 250.
No.
Fair enough?
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, bud. Anyway, Astros up 2-1 on Oakland. People thought Houston was done. They had a terrible fucking season. They're not the team they once were. What did I say the last few weeks? Things change in playoffs.
Yes.
All the stats, everything goes out the fucking door when it comes down to playoffs. These teams and ball clubs turn into completely different teams.
Yeah, Houston has definitely shown up. They've shown that World Series class. They were up 2-0 and had a lead on Oakland. Oakland did come back yesterday. By the time this podcast airs, this game will be over. So Houston will either have advanced to the ALCS or will have a 2-2 series going into Game 5 for the next day.
Now, Atlanta up 2-1 on Miami. Miami obviously made it this far. They're playing a little strong. I don't see Miami coming back in that series, nor do I see Atlanta going too far in the playoff rounds.
Well, this is another one. Atlanta leads 2-1. This game and possibly series will be over by the time this podcast airs. If Atlanta gets the job done with Kyle Wright pitching today, this series will be over. If Miami does win, we'll be at 2-2 and going to a pivotal Game 5.
I doubt these people want to hear anything about what already went on before the podcast. How about we tell them some shit that they can make some money on in the future, like tomorrow, the next day, shit like that?
Well, that's good. Here's a good story, though, from the NBA, if they want to hear.
Go ahead.
Russell Westbrook recently left an $8,000 tip for the hotel staff in the NBA bubble. Question. Well, we know Stevie Wales is a big tipper, but we've all heard stories about, for example, Michael Jordan, LeBron James being cheap. So are most pro athletes notoriously big? Are they notoriously for, you know, leaving big tips or being cheap tippers?
You have to go by sport. NBA, no doubt about it, a lot of them are huge tippers. There's gigantic money in the NBA. NBA is out on the run. Major League Baseball players, I mean, I'm just telling you, I hang with all these people. So what are you asking me? What sport tips the most? Are you saying are all athletes big tippers?
Well, both.
Are all athletes big tippers?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Probably 70% of them are completely normal. 30% probably tip above average. And the exotic athletes, the superstars, LeBrons or Michael, are the cheap fucks, which you would think they would take care of people all day long.
Let me ask you, what would be an appropriate tip? Let's say the NBA player, let's say Russell Westbrook was there for 60 days in the NBA bubble, and these guys aren't the guys over at the Red Roof Inn having you know, just their towels changed.
So they're making $10 million a year minimum?
Yeah.
What is a tip on what kind of a bill?
Well, 60 days in an elite hotel, nice hotel.
60 days in an elite hotel?
Yeah, what's the appropriate tip?
$8,000 is definitely in the area.
That's a fair tip.
That's not like some outrageous fucking tip.
I agree.
That's fucking $1,000 a week.
Right.
So let's break that down a little bit just so you guys know who think that's a lot of money.
Because
they've been
don't.
In the bubble for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay? That's $1,000 a week, correct?
Yeah, correct.
You're getting meals every day, right?
Correct.
So you break that down to 7 days a week. He's only tipping about $100-something a day, bro.
Correct. Getting his linens changed. I mean, these are NBA players, so the demands are high.
I think everyone should at least come out the pocket $8,000. $100 a day in tip? Wells, I just went to the Palms yesterday, got a $300 lunch, and I tipped $150.
Right. I think the guys should tip at least $10,000, or the organization should have some plan where they're tipped.
They match it?
Yeah. I mean $8,000, thank you, Russell Westbrook. I mean, you're not cheap, but is this some big story?
But understand this, Poppy, and you guys got to understand, this is why I tip. Okay, and this is why when you're in the NBA, you want a tip, or if you're a professional athlete, because there's a lot of other motherfuckers in the room next to you that ain't doing nothing.
Right.
So when you got fucking Carlos and fucking the Senorita over there cleaning your fucking room,
yeah,
and they got no tip from the last room,
right,
they might treat you the same. So what you want to do is you want to interact with your cleaning people.
Right.
You want to get to know them a little bit, and you want to put some money in their hand personally to let them know, take care of room 1510.
Right.
All right, make sure you take care of me. When you're eating. When you're down there eating or they're delivering to you, you want to take care of your waiter. Let them know this is from me. Give a little bit of this money to the cook. Let them know that came from Steve Stevens. Let them know that came from Westbrook to make sure they show you special attention. Do you want spit and nuts put on your salad?
Well, I personally was just out on the road for 2 weeks with my daughter, eating out basically every meal in several different hotels. And when we stayed over at a hotel at length, meaning 3 or 4 days or more, I didn't ask them to come in, especially with COVID, every day to change things. However, I did interact with them. I would get towels off of their cart and stuff like that. Every room I did leave a tip. anytime we go out for a meal, I left 20% or more. And if the staff did a nice job, the waitress or whatever, I made sure to tell the manager, hey, your waitress did, you know, a nice job. I always make sure to do that.
Yeah, well, I got a tip for these guys.
Yeah.
Start making some more fucking money by calling me and let's get fucking paid.
Let's do that.
That's the tip of the day.
Hell,
stop
that's
fucking
a great
betting
tip.
On your own. Stop being bamboozled and call Steve Stevens. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Now, here's another NBA poll question for you. For the sixth time, LeBron James has 150 rebounds, 150 assists, and 500 points in the postseason. The only other player to accomplish that is Larry Bird in 1987, and he only did it once. Question, if you're starting a franchise, who would you draft first, LeBron or Larry Bird?
No question, LeBron. I mean, it's not even up for discussion. Larry Bird's a sharpshooter. He was a good guy. He was a team player. But listen, dude, I know a lot of people are on LeBron's dick, and listen, you can't. These stats, there's nothing you can do but be on his dick.
Correct.
He's performing. However, a couple things I'm disappointed in LeBron. Number one is hair loss. Go get your fucking hair fixed at Bosley. You have way too much fucking money. On your off season, go get that back fixed. Go get your hairline. Stop painting your hair. You're worth almost $1 billion fucking dollars. Go fix your hair. Number two, he just doesn't have that eye of the tiger. He doesn't have give me the ball, let me go to the hole and win attitude. And he's not that old, so I don't want to hear people say, he's been in the league 19 years, blah, 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 he's getting old. Uh-uh. Till the day Jordan was almost done, getting hung on the rim in Washington, he was giving it every fucking thing he got. Give me the ball. You know who the give me the ball guy is on the Lakers right now? The superstar that
AD.
Wants to do it? Huh?
AD.
Motherfucking right. Anthony motherfucking Davis is the kingpin of the L.A. Lakers, and without Anthony Davis, they wouldn't even be close to being in the fucking finals. Now, another side of the token, without LeBron, they wouldn't be there either.
Sure.
However, I would like to see LeBron be the give me the fucking ball at the end of the game. Give me the fucking ball. LeBron's passing the ball, running it down, holding it. Where's the guy that can't be held? Where's the guy that goes to the hole at will? Where's the guy that dunks on you sideways? Now all of a sudden, don't get me wrong, he's hitting his numbers. But in my opinion, he can do better, and he's not the give me the ball and let me win type dude.
I think, and I don't like him personally, but I think he does a lot of things, and he opens up things for other players. I think I think before LeBron had to do that, and I think now he plays a different role and opens things up for guys like AD and other shooters. So I think in a different
fuck
time,
out of here. He's the best. These guys are claiming him to be the best player in basketball, the biggest fucking soul dude that no one can hold. The guy's the biggest beast, strongest NBA player in the league, and you're sitting here telling me that now he's just a team player opening it up for everybody else?
Yeah, you got to look at a guy like Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson can do a lot of things.
Magic Johnson was a little bit more of a starish type player when he got people involved.
Yeah, true, but I think
LeBron just needs to up his
things.
Game a little bit. He's got a little plain Jane is all I can tell you. Put some rocks on that watch because he's a little plain Jane.
Hey, man.
And I'm not hating on LeBron. He comes up with his numbers. But the superstar of the L.A. Lakers, give me the ball, let me win the game, eat a dick, fuck you. You guys need to go home.
AD.
Anthony Davis, no doubt about it. What else you want to talk about?
Sports betting news. The American Gaming Monthly Reports stated that a crowded sports calendar led Americans to legally wager $2.1 billion on sports in the month of August, a record month. Sportsbook took home $121 million in revenue, also a record.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's just get right into an NFL recap and high-scoring teams. High-scoring recap by the NFL is brought to you by BetUS. Sports are back, and BetUS is ready to get you back in the game. NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and everything in between. With over 25 years in the business, BetUS is America's favorite sports book, and they are ready to take your game to the next level. With more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is a fully licensed sports book providing premier betting experience to millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account with BetUS today using my promotional code LV125 and get 150% bonus on your first deposit for either sports book or the casino. Check out BetUS on social media at BetUS Official and keep an eye out for their upcoming contest, BetUS.com, America's favorite sportsbook. Let's get right into the recap, Poppy.
Well, we preview a lot of teams before the season, but if you go back and listen, Steve Stevens said the Green Bay Packers are a team that will cover a lot of games, especially early.
They're 4-0.
That's the result. 4-0 against the spread.
I told you in the beginning of the season, Green Bay could easily win the Super Bowl.
And even I agreed, saying Aaron Rodgers was not happy about Green Bay drafting a quarterback in the first round, and I think he's come out to show that.
You pissed him the fuck off. And Aaron is a true superstar, and, you know, he's always been a superstar the last couple years. However, that offensive line, they were getting to him real quick. He's not a younger quarterback.
No.
He can't scramble. He can't get out of the way. So you're going to have to block for him and give him his time, and that's what they're doing, and he's able to show his true sportsmanship and being the beast that he is. Watch out for Aaron Rodgers. They're 4-0 against the spread.
You know, and Aaron Rodgers is a smart quarterback. He's not a guy who's going to go force something. If it's not there, he throws it away. He checks down.
I love that.
And, you know, I think he's really out to prove something this year. So that's
no doubt
the
team about
you got to watch.
He's not just doing commercials. He's looking to get the job done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Discount double check.
Goddamn right. MGM Sportsbook says a better won $500,000 on the Seattle Seahawks, -6.5. The better obviously bet the line early in the week, but still would have won either way. Also, MGM said they brought in roughly $530,000 from two separate bets on Arizona Cardinals, -3.5. Arizona lost outright, 21-31 to Carolina.
Hey, if you're the guy who lost that, there's a guy named Steve Stevens you may want to contact.
No doubt a motherfucking about it. And that guy that had Seattle that won the 5Gs,
yeah,
you might want to call me too so I can give you some inside information for this week because I had a lot bigger lock than Seattle.
Yeah, that game is a sweater for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I had a game that you didn't even have to sweat where you could have got your $500,000 easy, my friend. Here's some over teams. Write this down, guys. Golden Nugget time. Teams that go over. Three teams are 4-0 against the over. You know who they are? Saints, Bills, and the Las Vegas Raiders.
We knew
three teams to the over, baby.
Yeah, we knew the Raiders were going to be high scoring. That's for sure. Drew Brees is, you and I, we both love Drew Brees, so that's not a surprise to us. It is a little bit of a surprise because Michael Thomas has been out, so guys thought, you know, Drew Brees wasn't going to be there. And if you remember, right before I left for my trip, the last podcast we did, guys were saying Drew Brees is done. He can't throw the long ball anymore. You know, he's too old and everything. And we both said, get the fuck out of here.
Correct.
He had one bad game. It was here in Las Vegas. That game was set to Las
Vegas. Keep fucking
with
Drew and see where he ends up.
Exactly.
He'll be right there towards the Super Bowl. I promise you that.
Right. Drew,
but anyway,
down on him.
Three teams that take the over that are all 4-0, Saints, Bills, and the Raiders. And if you remember the beginning of the season, I said the Bills were going to win a lot of games.
They are.
I didn't say that they cover every game, but I said they're going to win a lot. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And last year,
I mean,
you know,
they were given game three.
Yes.
With that call at the end of the game. But
yes.
Still, they got the job done.
But Buffalo last year was a team that was known more for defense. They were a team that was surprising, covered a lot of games, went to the playoffs. But they added a lot of offensive pieces. And with their young quarterback, this is a team to watch out for, guys. Don't sleep on that team.
Here's the highest scoring teams, guys. Write this shit down. Nine teams are averaging 30 or more points per game. Here are the top scoring teams. Once again, these are teams that are averaging 30 points or more per game. Packers, 38 points. Seattle, 36 points. Dallas, 32 points. Dallas, we don't need you to score your 32 points in the second half.
Yeah.
Learn how to play a first half or you'll never be a football team. Shame on you, Jerry Jones. Shame on the Dallas Cowboys. You guys are shit.
And so is Mike McCarthy.
Cleveland, 31 points. Buffalo, 31 points. Saints, 31 points. Once again, teams that are scoring 30 points or more. Packers, Seattle, Dallas, Cleveland, Buffalo, and the Saints. Let's move into NFL Week Preview. Who's that sponsored by, Poppy?
Well, that's brought to us by our good friend, real estate agent Josh Broussard. If you live in the Las Vegas area and you're in the market for affordable and reliable residential or commercial real estate, give our guy Josh Broussard at Quantified Investment Group a call. His deep understanding of current market trends, combined with his honesty and integrity, makes Josh one of our city's finest real estate agents. You'll have the winning edge when it comes to finding your dream property. Call or text Josh today at 702-546-9470 or send him an email at joshualvhomes@gmail.com. This is coming direct from Steve Stevens. Josh Broussard is his guy when it comes to finding the right real estate in Las Vegas for any size budget. Call him at 702-546-9470 or email him at joshualvhomes@gmail.com today. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Raiders, guys, let's get right into it. Raiders +12 at the Chiefs with a 56 total. Who knows? I might have some major information on that one right there, guys.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you think it might be a Chiefs blowout, you never know what might happen. 877-220-6540 if you want to get paid on that game. I will give you a stat. Raiders are 4-0 to the over, but be careful. Raiders are also 18-3 to the under in its last 21 conference games. This is a conference game.
Yeah, that's a strong stat.
No doubt about it. So even though they're 4-0 to the over, be careful. 18-3 to the under in the last 21 conference games. Do you go against a 90-plus stat?
Inquiring minds want to know.
877-220-6540, Shorty. Giants at plus 10 at Cowboys. This is Dallas's chance to come out and blow a fucking team out. If Dallas is going to show any type of heart, if they're going to get any of their fans. Listen, I don't know if you looked at the stats, but Texas has been affected the most with television time and NFL. You know, they're still complaining over this kneeling shit. You know that, right?
Yep.
As much as I'm over it and never really got into it, never really cared, because, you know, at first Kaepernick was saying that the reason why they kneeled is during the anthem wasn't to disrespect the anthem. It's because it was a time where everyone was focused on something. So he wanted people to see that, why is he kneeling? You know, give him the attention of a bunch of people wondering why he's kneeling for his cause, Black Lives Matters or whatever his cause was, correct?
Right.
So what the Texans and a lot of other people aren't understanding is now during the game, you said you didn't want to disrespect the anthem, right?
Right.
So what they do is they put a special section now between every game. They give you your own amount of time to celebrate and embrace Black Lives Matters.
Right.
So right before the game, on television, they get their own segment. Not they. It's just a segment to promote Black Lives Matter. They do. Okay? So you're promoting the segment. So now you get everyone to promote Black Lives Matters. Next is the anthem, and you're still kneeling.
Right.
So in the very beginning, you said you only knelt during the anthem because you didn't want to disrespect the anthem.
Right.
You wanted to bring attention to your cause.
Right.
Now you have attention for your cause, and you're still kneeling for the anthem, which means you're disrespecting the United States of America. So,
well, NBA viewership is the lowest it's been for the finals. So,
just telling you, these are the people that are saying, fuck football, fuck NFL, fuck you. So I'm just saying, I don't have an opinion on it one way or another, but, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You said you weren't disrespecting the anthem. We give you, you know, your own time to promote Black Lives Matters, which they do, on television, on air. And then as soon as your segment's over, you're still kneeling during the anthem.
Right.
So I kind of don't understand that either. Kaepernick, why don't you email and explain that to me? I'd like to know that.
We'd love to have you on. Come on.
I'd love to have you on the show, brother. Promote the shit out of you because, you know, everything does matter, and I got your back. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, Giants, back to what I was saying. Cowboys can't blow out the Giants. Their team is pretty much fucked and done. You know what I mean?
They need to split that team up if they can't do that.
Giants, that is correct. Giants plus 10, 54 total. Here's the trend. Dallas is 6-0 against the spread in its last six games versus the Giants, but the Giants are 14-3 against the spread in their last 17 road games.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Vikings, guys, plus 7 at Seattle. You got a 58 total point spread in that game. Here's the question. Is the over-under a bit off or pretty close for Vikings versus Seattle at 58? I'd say it's off for sure.
I say it's way off.
Way off. So you might want to give me a call on that game. I got a blowout winner for you. I'm also going to give you a trend on that game, okay? Seattle is one of two teams undefeated straight up and against the spread at 4-0.
Will they get to 5-0?
I don't know. Green Bay's 4-0. Seattle's 4-0, both straight up and against the spread. So we'll see. Will both of them make it through? Minnesota has given up big plays, but Minnesota has been great at getting teams off the field on third downs, holding teams to a 32% success rate on third down. Now, if you look, that's where Seattle has all their success, is on third down.
It's going to be interesting.
Huh?
It's going to be interesting.
So if they can hold them on those third and eights, third and nines, third and six, third and 12s, third and fives, Seattle could be a completely different team. So Minnesota is a team that's proven they can do that. So we will see, which will also affect the total.
Yes.
So we'll see. Who's college football sponsored by, Poppy?
Well, it's brought to us by my favorite friends over at Blue Chew. Let's talk about something we could all use a lot more of during this time when we're all stuck at home. Sex. Great sex. If there's any sports podcast that talks about sex, it's this one. You've heard me talk about the reverse crab, the windshield wiper with Steve's girl, and it's time to increase your performance and get an extra boost of confidence in bed starting today. Blue Chew is the first chewable alternative with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, and they work twice as fast as a pill you swallow. so you'll be ready to go when your partner is in the mood to go down and get down. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. It's made in the USA and ships right to your door in a discreet package. And today, Blue Chew is offering a special deal for the fans of the VIP Sports Las Vegas podcast. Go to BlueChew.com and use our promotional code VIP and get your first shipment absolutely free with no haggle or hassle. That's promo code VIP and you'll only pay the $5 shipping fee. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of the bed with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color, BlueChew.com. Try it for free today.
Let's get right into college football. Now, we've talked about number 7 Miami a lot. And the Hurricanes are now 3-0, by the way, against the spread. But they have their biggest game of this year's Saturday, I mean, this of the year, this Saturday, taking on number 1 Clemson. The line is Miami plus 14 with a 63-point total. Now, here's a stat you guys need to know, okay? Miami has lost their last two games against Clemson with a combined score of 96-3. So, as hot as they are right now, as much as they're 3-0 against the spread, when they play Clemson, they flat out get blown the fuck out.
Now, that's a little off, and you got to take it with a grain of salt because the Miami teams that have played Clemson in those games have not been nearly as good.
Not even close.
They haven't had the quarterback like they have this year with King. However, Clemson is definitely
with the same team, with the same scoring ability,
correct,
going against a similar defense of Miami.
Correct.
Their defense didn't just turn into NFL status,
correct,
overnight. You know,
correct.
Yeah, they have a better quarterback. They got a couple,
yeah,
key players, but a 96-3 differential
still
in
facing
two
a beast.
Fucking games.
Yeah, they're still facing a beast. Don't forget that. Miami is much improved. It's a different Miami team that's playing Clemson. But
should I just go ahead and give them a free gift?
Give them a gift.
Just go ahead and take fucking Clemson plus the 13.5 and count your fucking
minus,
money.
Minus.
I mean, minus the 13.5 and count your fucking money. You know what I mean?
There you go.
All right, guys. So there you go right there, right from Steve Stevens. You say, I don't give out nothing free. Just gave you Clemson all day long.
Give them the total trend, too.
Miami's 3-0 against the spread this year and 5-1 against the spread in their last six games following a straight-up win.
Won't matter.
No. Here's a total trend. Both teams featured a top 20 ranked defense, and the under is 6-0 in Miami's last six games as a road underdog. That means something for sure, Poppy.
Yep.
Might want to look under her skirt.
Yeah.
Not over. You know what I mean?
That might mean Miami's not going to be scoring, and the other team's going to be scoring a lot. So, Clemson and the under.
I don't know. Anyway, number 14, Tennessee at number 3, Georgia. This should be a marquee matchup in my eyes.
Yes.
Georgia came off a stellar absolute blowout win last week. As you know, Steve Stevens had them.
Yes.
Georgia Bulldogs got the job done. Here's the line. The Vols plus 13 with a 44-point total. Now, here's the stat. Georgia looked impressive last week, easily beating up on Auburn 27-6. Here's a trend. Tennessee is 6-2 against the spread in their last eight games at Georgia. Mm. Once again, Tennessee is 6-2 against the spread in their last eight games at Georgia. So, I mean, Tennessee's covering, you know, 75% right here in this series. So you got to be careful with what you're doing here. Not to mention, the Vols are plus 13 with just a 44-point total. Is that total off?
I think the total is off, but the total trend on this series, the under is 6-0 in Tennessee's last six games as a road underdog.
I don't know what else to say, guys. Can you read between the lines? Anyway, guys, here's a total trend. Like you said, the under, once again, 6-0 in Tennessee's last six games as a road underdog. They are underdog last time I checked.
I think they're an underdog. I think Georgia didn't put up that many points last week, and I think you might be looking at a defensive struggle in that game.
Absolutely. Guys, anyway, we're going to be running a couple promotions for you guys out there that are tired of getting bamboozled from these guys on the internet, giving you internet picks that do nothing but suck dicks. You guys work too hard for your money to be throwing it away to your bookie. These casinos don't keep building bigger and bigger sports books because they're losing. Guys, you need an advantage. You need a guy that's going to put the fucking pads on, paint his face, and go to war for you. And that's what you get when you get with me. I am murdering Major League Baseball playoffs right now. We got college football. We got NFL. And more importantly, Poppy, college basketball is right around the corner as well.
Yes, it is.
It's knocking on the door, and it'll be here
six
before you know.
6 weeks away.
That's correct. So right now, we need to build a bankroll in college football. NBA, I'm not really worried about right now. Guys, if you get somebody calls you and tells you they got the NBA Play of the Year.
There's one game left.
Yeah, just tell him you got two nuts they can put right in his girl's purse that they can hold for the week, because there's too many other options to make serious money, and it's not in the NBA.
Nope.
All the money right now is to be made in the NFL and college football, hands down. I want to make sure that you guys go to the next level. I want to make sure you build a bankroll, and I want to make sure that you guys get fed very, very well so we can turn you from a goldfish to a whale. A lot of guys got to understand a few things. When we run a promotion, people are still confused and think that they have to pay a commission.
Right.
When I run a promotion for 3 days or I run a promotion for 7 days, there's no commission to be paid. The whole idea of running you a promotion is to get you comfortable with a company, build a bankroll. Some of you guys that are betting big money, you get a couple wins under your belt, then we move you to a commission payment program where you're either getting owner selections or personal plays. My personal plays right now are 75%. Men lie, women lie, results don't. Nobody's hitting 75% right now. Owner selections hitting 69.9%, which is winning more than twice what you win than what you lose.
Correct.
You know, they consider the best in the world being 66% until I hit CNBC and proved to the world that I hit 70%+ on my personal plays. So I also don't want these people to confuse my action plays,
right,
my VIP plays, or my owner selections with my personal level.
Different levels.
There's levels to this shit, guys. We got games for college kids. We got educated line movement games. You got games where people are dropping a bunch of money that move the line. Then you have my personal plays where I deal directly with players, coaches, CEO, line movement, and more importantly, the guys that make the line. Let's go get this fucking money this year. Sorry for giving you guys a long-ass podcast, but I wanted to go over a few things with you, let you know that we love you. Be looking for some promotions coming soon. Like I said, Master Closer 101, turn your mouthpiece into a money printing machine. You guys deserve to be the best at what you do. Doesn't matter where you're at. It's a get, never get laid off again bulletproof system to help you guys better yourself. The people that have bought the product are absolutely impressed beyond belief. They have learned things from them. Master Closer School is coming very, very soon. But more importantly, we're in the middle of the number one and biggest sports betting season we've ever fucking had. Remember one thing, guys. Men lie, women lie, results don't. You work way too hard for your money to go fuck it off with somebody else. I have too many promotions that are affordable for everybody. Whether you're crawling or balling, I got something for you, and I want to make sure that the players aren't the only ones to get paid. Behalf of VIP Sports, myself, we love you. Steve Stevens, the Louis Vuitton Don, paparazzi, let's go keep kicking ass and taking names. And if you don't purchase one of these Major League Baseball motherfucking postseason packages quick, then you're out of your fucking mind. You're losing money. We love you. Talk to you next week. Deuces.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. We play with big cash and we blowing money fast. Riding in a plush Benz trunk full of money bags. I need a G for every light bulb on the Vegas strip. Naked bitches in my mansion dancing to some player shit. Made a grip on the grind, but I started out with nothing. Dealt me a bad hand, but I still won bluffing. I'm Steve Stevens. I make G's when I'm sleeping. Some coward shot me up because they ain't want to see me breathing. Nice try, but my bosses never die. Fresh out the hospital, stitched up, getting high. In the game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. I ain't perfect, I'm a sinner. All about making wages. We love to gamble out here. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout to talk paper, money talks, money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout it, talk paper. Money talks, money talks, money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Me and Steve talk money, cause that's what real homies do. My daughter be counting money already, she only two. From the-